In the U.S. Senate yesterday, several senators announced they would vote for a compromise to ensure the creation of a new Department of Homeland Security in the days ahead. Congress has just returned for a post-election lame duck session. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to the Senate for the launch of the lame duck.
The most optimistic view of this lame duck session offered in the Senate yesterday came from the chaplain, Lloyd Ogilvie, in the opening prayer.
We praise you for enabling this lame duck session to soar like an eagle.
President Bush wants the Senate to soar high enough to pass his Homeland Security bill before going home. It appears that may happen quickly now. That still leaves 11 appropriations bills not yet passed. They may wait until next year. A resolution to continue spending at current levels seems likely. But the first order of business yesterday, swearing in a new member, an independent, Dean Barkley of Minnesota. He will serve in the Senate for a matter of days, going home for good when the lame duck session is over.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Brand new Senator Barkley temporarily replaces the late Senator Paul Wellstone, who was killed in a plane crash just before the election. Although Minnesota has elected a new Republican senator, he will not take office until January. Calling himself an unexpected senator, Mr. Barkley delivered his so-called maiden speech yesterday, one of a number of tributes to the late Senator Wellstone.
Over a decade ago, Minnesota sent one of its best to this chamber. He followed in the special tradition of public servants that our state knows well. From Ramsey to Stassen, from Olson to Humphrey, from Mondale to Yes Ventura. Our state has broken the mold more than once. The man we sent here was Paul Wellstone, and no one will dispute that Minnesota broke the mold again.
Paul Wellstone's desk in the Senate chamber was draped in black, a vase of white lilies on the desk. Members moved quietly about the chamber, shaking hands, congratulating those who've been reelected, but the occasion was solemn and the mood was subdued. Keep in mind, this is not just a lame duck session for dealing with unfinished business. It's also a regime change in the Senate. As soon as Missouri makes the election of its new Republican senator official, control of the Senate switches from Democrats to Republicans. I spoke to Democratic Senator Harry Reid of Nevada, the assistant majority leader for the next few days, about how productive he expects the lame duck session to be.
I'm not a big fan of lame ducks. I think no matter who's in charge, nothing gets done, because the rules in the Senate, just one or two people can really throw a monkey wrench into things, and I'm sure there'll be one or two people throwing monkey wrenches in a lot of things. I don't think we'll accomplish a great deal, but I'm willing to try.
Senator Fred Thompson of Tennessee is the senior Republican on the Governmental Affairs Committee with substantial responsibility for the Homeland Security bill. He expects it to pass.
Well, I don't think it's ever done until it's voted on, but a lot of people have been working for several days and nights on this thing, and it seems to me that the die is cast now and that it will pass, perhaps as early as the latter part of this week.
Senator Thompson is looking forward to leaving the Senate to resume his acting career. He's already appearing as the district attorney on NBC's Law and Order. In fact, the dominant impression one gets in the Senate, at least, is that almost everyone is eager to leave town. The Republicans look forward to January, when they'll be in charge of everything. These last few days in power are painful reminders for Democrats of what might have been. But we did find someone who was happy to be at the Capitol yesterday. Lila Days waits tables in the senator's dining room. For her, a lame duck session means a little extra money and a chance to spend time with people she likes.
I wouldn't want to work no place else but here, because I like the senators and I like what I'm doing.
At the Capitol, Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.